This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Number two is coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by, let's make sure everything is right here now, brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Ergonomic excellence meets wood. I had another Boyd's Gun Stock come in today. Haven't looked at it yet. Haven't looked at it. I'm going to film it when I open it. I'm going to, you know, we're going to compare it to the At One, figure out which one, you know, we got to shoot them both too. As well. So, anyway, the adventure with Boyd's Gun Stocks continues. Now, as we continue the fighting for our Second Amendment rights, this conversation is brought to you by Taurus USA. TaurusUSA.com, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Let's consider this a primer, if you will, for all of you gun grabbers. I don't own military-grade weapons. Mine are better. Military-grade, the closest term we have to it in the gun world is mil-spec, which means it meets a specification that was set for it by the military, and it's going to do this, 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 and this. It's going to perform this way, that way, the other way. It's not going to break down until this many rounds or this happens to it or this happens to it. And then along with all of that, they also sell them a bunch of parts and they sell them the know-how to put them on there. They train the armors. When you get out there, but you're not talking about mil-spec. You're talking about military grade like that somehow as a super weapon, like it's a better weapon than, yeah. And you know what? The bolt guns and the semi-automatic 8-shot rifles and all the other stuff that's out there, those are also mil-spec. Military grade just shows how much of a dimwit you are. So I'm going to do some gun-splaining for you here, to the great disdain of several mainstream media figures who are complaining that gun control organizations and their fans shouldn't be held to a minimal standard of knowledge on the subject that they endlessly pontificate about. You know, if you're going to scream the loudest, at least know what you're talking about. Though that's my rule. When gun control organizations and supporters use phrases like military grade and military style to describe firearms they want to ban, they have helpfully provided a giant clue that they are willfully dimwit, ignorant idiots. They're idiots that have no credibility, but unfortunately, we still have to take them seriously as enemies due to the oversized microphone that they are granted by their sycophantic supporters in the media. First, the history of firearms has always been a big thing about crossover. Crossover between the civilian world and the military world and back again. It's been that way for centuries. But, I mean, right now, the civilian world drives the development on the M16 M4 platform. Without a doubt, they do. Now, for the 243 years that have passed since the Revolutionary War, this crossing over has happened over and over again. The rebels and colonists often armed themselves with a Pennsylvania or a Kentucky long rifle. that had three times the range as well as far greater accuracy than the far more common Brown Bess musket used by both the British and colonial armies. Washington opposed raising large numbers of riflemen in the colonial army as formal troops. Those long rifles were the state-of-the-art in rifle technology for their time. Colonists, you know, citizens, they also owned cannons, and they also owned armed coastal warships, and the cannon were leased or sold to the fledgling U.S. government, and Congress issued letters of marque authorizing citizens to use their privately owned and armed warships to target British supply ships along the east coast of the colonies. Now, after the Civil War, pistols like the Colt Navy and the Colt Army Revolver were the go-to standard firearm for the cowboys and the ranchers and law enforcement, just about everyone else that owned or carried a gun. In the 20th century, two iconic firearms were again used by and cherished by both the government, military and law enforcement, and citizens. One would be the Thompson submachine gun, and the other would be the Colt 1911 pistol. Fixed cartridge revolvers were adopted as sidearms by the military for the first time in 1873. Beginning in the 1950s, Colt and Smith & Wesson 38 special revolvers were issued to military pilots and other air crews at the same time as they were being used by law enforcement from the federal level all the way down to local police, and again, quite a few common citizens. Now, the AR-15 rifle was actually developed by Armalite's Eugene Stoner for citizens. Colt bought the design and started marketing the AR-15 as the Colt Sporter several years before the Air Force adopted the M-16 at the behest of General Curtis LeMay. And the AR-15 has never been used by the military. The U.S. Army M-24 sniper rifle is built on the chassis of one of the most common hunting rifles ever developed or sold, the Remington 700 308 bolt-action rifle. The Barrett 50 caliber rifle was introduced to the citizen market in the early 1980s and was adopted by a lot of long-range competition shooters competing in national and international matches. The military participants in those matches saw that, and they noticed this. And it was then the military began to adopt these things. In 1986, the U.S. military moved to the Beretta 92 and 9mm as their standard-issue sidearm across all branches at a time when the firearm was so popular with law enforcement. And, you know, it was carried in Lethal Weapon, Die Hard, all these other things. Specific select military spec ops units and law enforcement units did and still do retain use of the Colt 1911. That design and base frame is also incredibly popular on the competition shooting circuit, both nationally and internationally, even today. I haven't even gone into the Supreme Court decisions like the U.S. versus Miller in 1939, where they correctly ruled that weapons particularly well-suited for military or militia service are protected by the Second Amendment. And I haven't mentioned the various writings and the debates of the Founding Fathers, whose stated intent was for American citizens to be as individually well-armed as any government soldier would be, or at least as close to that standard as possible. Look at the words of Tench Cox, Founding Father and delegate from Pennsylvania. Congress has no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of Americans. So the bottom line is that a phrase like military grade and military style are like the rest of the arguments used by gun control, nothing more than meaningless marketing buzzwords used in a deliberate attempt to get you to visualize something. Well, the people that don't know, they're trying to get them to visualize something. Violence Policy Center Josh Sugarman was the one that coined the phrase assault weapon. So the next time you hear somebody talking gun control, share those facts with them when they start talking, why do you need military grade or weapons of war and all these other things. A lot of these things were never developed for the military. Never, ever, ever. And yet they serve in the military, and that's because guns, by their design, have to control explosions, which makes them very good, hardy things to carry around. But take appropriate precautions. Their heads might explode from the rage and frustration or both, so try to stand back when you're explaining it to them. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, this is where the ergonomic excellence meets your body. It meets your rifle. It's in the middle. It's the interface between you and that weapon. These are designed to make you more accurate, more comfortable, easier to run that gun. Well worth their weight in gold. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. And fighting for your Second Amendment rights, this conversation is brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. I'm going to give you a quote from a song written in 1963 by Leslie Bricusse and Cyril Orndorff of the musical Pickwick. The most popular rendition ever was by Tony Bennett in 1965. If I ruled the world, every man would say the world was his friend. There'd be happiness that no man could end. No, my friend, not if I ruled the world. Every head would be held up high. There'd be sunshine in everyone's sky. If the day ever dawned when I ruled the world. That I just recited has been, in one form or another, has been on the lips of every dictator and would-be potentate that we can remember. All sincerely believe the foregoing refrain, at least in the beginning. In Western pluralistic democratic republics, governments have powers. Individual citizens have rights. Powers and rights are always in perpetual contention, of course, and we have courts to continually establish and enforce limits of both. Now, the inherent conflict between social conformity and individual liberty is permanent, unresolvable, and necessary. Would-be dictators who sincerely believe themselves to be virtuous and a visionary, as they always believe, clearly see that they must increase their powers at the expense of individual rights in order to bring about the great age of reason and enlightenment, which they arrogantly believe history will record all began with them. Now, before too long, these self-proclaimed enlightened despots prove themselves to be pretty human. Their ever-increasing impatience with the unenlightened invariably translates into incremental usurpation of individual rights. And the end result is never failed to be this, gulags and gas chambers. Courts are supposed to courageously stand in their way, but they seldom do. They seldom do. And his vocal opponents are rounded up by the inscrutable secret police, the savior-turned-tyrant will repeatedly assure them that they have been stripped of their rights. Hang on to it now, for your own good. So when I'm told by a leftist and self-proclaimed progressive that the only real problem with this civilization is that I have too many rights, I become very suspicious of their true motive, since we've seen this sinister historical narrative played out many times in the past, and particularly when I'm told that my Second Amendment rights don't really exist, and that I have to prove that I'm not mentally ill before I can become a gun owner, and even then that I can only have so many guns and so much ammunition, and I can't have guns as good as the government's guns, and I can't have guns that are on an ever-expanding list of guns that the government can have, but I can't. And I start to get this crazy idea that this enlightened utopia they claim to be building is actually the darkest of tyrannies. And I'm reminded of the dialogue between Neville, who's played by Charlton Heston, and Matthias, who's played by Anthony Zerbe from The Omega Man. Children, this was a movie back in a time called the 70s. Matthias said, "We have cleansed and purged the world, now we must build." Neville said, "Build coffins, that's all you'll need." None of our individual liberties as Americans will ever be safe without vigorous substantiation and audacious exercise of our Second Amendment right. You should never, ever doubt that. Enlightened tyrants are never that far away. In fact, they're already here. They're in New York, they're in New Jersey and Connecticut and California. And without fail, they insist that all of us ordinary citizens be disarmed and helpless and defenseless and dependent. And most of all, silent. Now, this is attributed to a Napolitano. I don't know which one it is. I'm almost certain it wasn't Lucy. And I don't know if it was Andrew or not. But anyway, the historical reality of our Second Amendment's protection of our right to keep and bear arms is not that it protects our right to shoot deer. It protects our right to shoot tyrants, and it protects our right to shoot at them effectively with the same instruments they would use upon us. Now, the biggest hole that I see in this this whole argument that I've been seeing out there amongst gun grabbers and anybody else that wants to generate something is how they exactly think they're going to do it. Now, if the courts are not going, you know, if they start rolling, if they start rolling hard, right, and the courts aren't going to do anything about it, that puts everybody in government in a very precipitous position if they fail. Failure is a bad thing if that happens, because at that time we will never trust the courts again. I have a hard time going out there and saying, well, do you trust the court there, joke you public? Nobody ever says, oh, yeah. I don't trust the courts. I don't trust the Supreme Court. I've never trusted the Supreme Court. I don't trust the politicians. Right now, now that Trump is actually making them do something and they actually have to produce something, they're quitting. Have you seen that? They're quitting in droves. The Speaker of the House is quitting because they got to work now. And because just like everybody out there in politics land, they believe the mainstream media too. They think the blue wave is coming. And for all I know, it may be, but I mean, that would mean we're going from stupid to stupider. Is that really what we want to do? Is that really the way we want to go? But never kid yourself. The benevolent tyrants are amongst us now, and they are in positions of power in some cases. And they fully believe they're going to get their way. They really believe that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I got another one in today. I think I know which one it is. This one will be a little bit lighter when it goes on the scout rifle. But I'm going to wait to open it until I'm filming opening it. You know, we're going to do the desktop with the at one. We're going to look at the gun, talk a little bit. You get what I'm saying. But anyway, the adventure starts now. And for you, the ergonomic excellence waits. Go to boydsgunstocks.com. Now then. Now then, let me kill that right there. This discussion, as we, you know, fight for your Second Amendment rights, this is brought to you by Rock River Arms. RockRiverArms.com. These three companies, Taurus, USA, Crossbreed Holsters, Rock River Arms, they want you to know that they are also part of the fight for your Second Amendment rights. No matter what you may think. I know that some of you get out there and sometimes you might listen to the wrong thing, I think. And that's okay. But let's move on, shall we? Now, when you're working in the field of personal defense, you need to make an effort to stay informed about the latest defensive technique, equipment, training, accessories that go along with it. And the most obvious thing you're going to see out there today is this is actually really a very nice time to be a concealed carry permit holder, because there's a lot of good gear now, ideas out there right now. But it's also obvious that there's some folks out there who, though they seem well-meaning, come up with some faulty information and ideas. Now, we don't have to get really critical about this kind of thing, because we went through the learning process to develop our defensive skill and training as well. So with that in mind, let's look at a few mistakes that occur from time to time. Mistake number one, not getting fully familiar with your defensive handgun. We do live in a world of instant gratification, and some people decide they need to do something about their own personal protection. So they buy a gun, some ammo, shoot it a bit, and they think they're good to go. Rushing things, they might end up having a negligent discharge that surprises, scares, and sometimes hurts them. The frequent response to this, especially on social media, is that this particular kind of gun isn't safe. Unfortunately, in the vast majority of cases, it's the shooter who isn't safe. Numerous types of firearms are suitable for personal defense if the shooter will take the time to learn how to handle them safely. Each type has its own manual of arms. The double-action revolver works differently than the double-action semi-auto. The striker-fired semi-auto works differently than the single-action semi-auto, EIO. Learning the proper manual of arms for a particular pistol not only dictates the shooting technique, it may also dictate the kind of holster that you need to use it with, what kind of ammo you need to use with it. Cooper believed that you should live with your defensive handgun in order to learn its intricacies and proper efficient handling. Mistake number two, and I am as guilty of this as anybody could possibly be, believe me on this one. Rotating your daily concealed carrying gun. Another mistake a lot of people have is having several types of defensive handguns in their rotation. Now, where it gets a little messy is when you start mixing up double action, single action, a single action 1911, a striker fire pistol the day after that. That gets a little messy. Here's the secret. This is, and it's not really a secret, but it's, here's a little secret for you. If we're faced with a violent attack, we're going to be so focused on the threat that it will be difficult, if not impossible, to devote time to trying to remember how to operate the defensive handgun. One of the reasons I default primarily to striker-fired, or if I'm going to carry a gun that is single-action, double-action, I'm going to have it with a hammer drop safety, so the hammer's already down, and I'm going to still going to go with I pull the trigger. I find that when I work around with the guns that have grip safeties like the Nighthawk, that I have to get back into that swing. I can get back into that swing, but, I mean, I would not switch from having a gun ready to go just with a pull of the trigger if that's what I'm used to. Likewise, the 1911. I mean, I have carried that longer than any one gun, and it is not that hard for me to get back into that swing. But if you carry a different type of gun on a regular basis, this could lead to confusion. And you may lose some time being lost trying to remember how the particular gun operates. And it's a good way to come in second place in that fight. So if you're going to go single action, double action, or alternate between striker fired, go with the hammer drop instead of the grip safety if you have the choice between those two. And carry the gun with the hammer down, with a round in the chamber. Oh, yeah. Mistake number three is not carrying with a round in the chamber. Now, the Israelis don't do it, and I know everybody thinks, well, if the Israelis don't do it, that must be the way to go. The Israelis drill incessantly. They drill so hard on that manual of arms, because that's what it is, it's part of their manual of arms, that, and I'm not even sure they still do that. They used to do it. It looked really good. You brought the gun up with the, if you're right-handed, the magazine well was facing to the right. Sideways, you would grab the top of the slide, push out with the gun, holding on to the top slide, rack that round, and upon full extension, now you are hot. Great. But you're talking about milliseconds at this point. And milliseconds, those milliseconds that you're working this at, they're going to be crazy milliseconds. And Your life hinges on your ability to respond quickly and accurately. You're going to have to use both hands to chamber round, and that could be the last mistake you ever make. You're wasting time. You're counting on having both hands available for this task, which may not be the case. If for whatever reason you just don't feel comfortable with a round chambered in your semi-automatic pistol, the smart thing to do would be to switch to a double-action revolver. Or a double single-action pistol. It's about the same thing, although trigger's much nicer on those. State number four. And some of you may mount them on your guns. I have one gun with one mounted on it, and I have a bunch of just individuals. You need to have a light with you. You need to have a light with you. If you go out during the day, you need to have a light with you. If you go out during the night, you definitely need to have a light with you. But when you go out during the day, if you're inside, it might get dark. You might be held up somewhere for so long that it gets dark while you're in it. You need to have a light. Occasionally you hear of a person being awakened by a noise at night, mistaking a family member or house guest for a threat. And then there have been cases of people, gun in hand, confronting police officers in their yard after dark when the police are trying to locate a prowler. So it's important to remember that we can only use deadly force, even in the dark, when we have identified the person in question. So when you're dealing with suspicious things at night, our greatest friend is light. Light them up. They'll be blinded. State number five. You've got to constantly be training. You've got to constantly be seeking out good information, good training, good classes. I'll show you what I'm talking about in June. After that, have at it. These were all brought to you by three companies fighting for your Second Amendment right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock. Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Now, my little experiment is about to begin. I'm using a scout rifle made by Ruger. The one I picked had its own set of issues to begin with, and I'm going to do a video about all of this stuff. But I have two stocks for it, the At-One stock and a Surprise stock. It was picked for me by Boyd's Gun Stocks. I explained to them two things about the Scout Rifle. The Scout Rifle is, for the aficionados of it, is all based on weight. It doesn't need to weigh any more than 7 pounds, I think it is. And I think with the At-One stock, it goes over that a little bit. So, now they've sent me something else to try as well. So, we're going to start the great Boyd's comparison here. I've got one that I know is ergonomically superior and perfect for the way this gun is set up and what it's going to be when it gets finished, which I spoke with somebody about getting it finished yesterday, and it's in motion right now, the last final piece, which is the optic. That's coming up later. But the stock, that's also going to be a big part of it. And we'll try the At-One stock with the comb riser and the extending butt stock and everything, which you completely dial this in. And for that kind of adjustment, you're giving up something in weight. And then we're going to go with something that is supposed to be there with the weight and has some other ergonomic niceties about it. It's all coming up soon. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I don't know if you saw this or not. A University of Tennessee senior posted her graduation picture on Twitter that featured her wearing a Women for Trump t-shirt and a gun in her waistband. Writing, "I don't take normal graduation photos," Brenna Spencer immediately felt the wrath of gun control advocates. Coming from the Washington Times, all it took for University of Tennessee senior Brenna Spencer to spark a viral gun debate was a Women for Trump shirt and a personal handgun. Gun control advocates were none too pleased this week when a 22-year-old volunteer attracted nearly 75,000 likes to her graduation picture. Reactions to the pro-Second Amendment image also garnered the attention of media outlets ranging from ABC News to the New York Post. Ms. Spencer told ABC for an interview published Monday, "I did think that it would get a little attention, but not to this degree. It was really, really surprising to see the amount of hate that I got. Photo was taken Saturday outside the Hunter Museum of American Art in Chattanooga. I don't take normal college graduation photos, a caption with her tweet says. The fact that she got 75,000 likes with this is also significant and no doubt drove her detractors insane. Some of those detractors are in serious need of professional counseling. I can't quote some of these, but here's some of the stuff that she has gotten. Female Trump supporters are hurting the cause of empowering women by supporting Trump, who has zero respect for women or their rights. The only thing that looks right in this pic is if you're thinking about jumping off the bridge. White privilege at its finest. This picture screams hashtag Walmart, hashtag people of Walmart. Looking like her dad and mom are second cousins. Yet her white blank would still bash people of color for gun violence. I blanking hate Trump America. I don't agree with just supporting women blindly just because they're women. Female Trump supporters couldn't care less about women's rights. Don't you want to grab each one of these people by the lapels and shake them a little bit and go, lighten up, Francis. It's only a picture. They think they have pro-Second Amendment supporters on the run with fallout from the school shooting in Florida and the rise of the pro-gun control movement, which is faded, by the way. In truth, I think it sort of makes these critics look a little bit stupid. Ms. Spencer is carrying the gun legally, and it is her constitutional right to own one. And to pretend that it's close to the end of the world, that a picture with an attractive woman carrying a gun is posted on a popular social media platform, only makes the critics look hysterical, which they are. The fact that her picture went viral may encourage other young women to follow suit, and if that happened, it would be worth all the criticism endured by this young lady. I saw some of the stuff. It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny, some of the responses we're getting. In other news, Lisa Olson is a mother of Stoneman Douglas survivor William Douglas. She slammed the Broward County School Board Tuesday night for not reaching out to students who bore injuries as a result of February's deadly mass shooting. Even the President of the United States, the First Lady, the Governor, the Attorney General, the Chief of Staff, and the Senator had time to hug my son, but not my school district and not my son's principal, Olson scolded the school board. Olson continued, we can all agree that district communication with the victim's family said MSD was a complete management breakdown, but I didn't come here with only complaints. I have a suggestion for a critical incident referred to a communication matrix, sometimes called a phone tree. According to Olson, her son William was shot in both of his arms by Nicholas Cruz and witnessed three of his classmates get murdered in front of him. But Broward County school district officials, Olson said, appeared to avoid contact with her and other parents of injured students. Yeah, well, that's because they're going to own the school district very shortly, and the sheriff's department and maybe parts of the FBI. She said he's one of the true survivors. It wasn't until the soft opening on that Sunday afternoon at MSD that anyone was even aware that William had those bullet injuries. I actually had to show a district staff member William's x-rays to verify them. How could the district fail to contact each of the students in the classrooms where murders and injuries occurred? This borders on negligence. But, and she wasn't done. She said, the silence coming from Broward School District speaks volumes. Seems to me and to my son that the high-speed media events and politics have gotten in the way of helping those who have been hurt. The district's first concern should be MSD students and families that have been most affected and injured. Photo ops and press conferences seem to be the district's focus rather than focusing on those who suffered and are suffering and trying to come to terms with what has happened. And she said, later said, if anyone had the wherewithal to give the most affected some guidance or some reassurance on navigating that transition back to school, I would be here supporting you and not criticizing the school board and the district focused on actually governing rather than politicking after this tragedy. I hate to put it this way, but most of the people involved in the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas shooting in Parkland, the ones that came out the loudest were the ones that were most opportunistic. and they profited from it, and they got perks from it, and they got a degree of celebrity from it. Now, you know, we're not hearing from them anymore, thank God. I have heard now that David Hogg is going to forego his first year of college in order to work on the elections. Okay, dude. You have at it, son, and I'll tell you. The elections will be over in November. You should go to school wherever they'll take you with your B average. I mean, you know, you've done a solid amount of work, I'm sure. You should just go ahead and go to school and be done with it, because this crazy world will be waiting on you when you get done. But since you've decided to take it that way, continue by all means to push the whole activist envelope. Your moments of big time on TV are over for the most part. There may be somebody that may pick you up and groom you. I don't know. Maybe Brady will do it, or possibly Bloomberg. But, I mean, they have tried this before. Go check out. Look up Cindy Shaheen. And let's concentrate on those kids that survived, that want to go to school, that want to learn, and try to keep that from happening again. I'm almost convinced that that school should be bulldozed with all the stuff that happened there afterwards. Anyway, but, you know, that's all beside the point. Coming up next, we're going to have Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. And he's going to bring a guest in the third segment, or in the fourth segment with us. And because they have something they have something they normally do on a regular basis. They're going to talk about that in the fourth segment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.